Ever heard that saying? You know, it's like trying to mix oil and water.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, get ready for like the astrology version of that.
Okay.
Because today we are diving deep, deep, deep into the, well, famously fiery and, let's be honest, sometimes kind of tumultuous world of Leo and Scorpio compatibility.
And you really couldn't have picked like a more, I don't know, electric pairing to kind of unpack
That's
here.
That's right.
We're talking about like two of the zodiac's most, I would say, potent personalities, each at the helm of, you know, their own element.
Okay.
Fire and water.
Right, exactly. Fire, water, not usually a good mix. So to guide us through this celestial showdown, we have an insightful article here by astrologer Laura King.
Okay.
And to make things even more interesting, even juicier, Laura herself is a Leo.
Oh, wow.
Talk about getting the inside scoop. Right?
It definitely adds a layer, like another layer of intrigue here.
Yeah.
She's been on both sides of this dynamic, you know,
yeah,
experiencing it firsthand.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so before we get into like the nitty-gritty, the fireworks when these two signs collide,
yeah,
let's break down each sign individually, maybe starting with those radiant Leos.
Okay.
The article describes them as like natural-born leaders, always taking center stage. They practically radiate charisma, don't they?
It's that sun rulership, you see.
Oh, okay.
Like the sun, Leos are just, they're drawn to, you know, expressing themselves boldly.
Right.
They're warm, they're generous, and they really do light up a room.
Yeah.
But just like the sun, they need that energy reflected back at them.
Oh, okay.
Admiration. Well, that's practically their lifeblood.
Makes total sense. They're like the friend, right, that throws those legendary parties, always ready with a grand gesture, whether it's like a surprise trip or a heartfelt, like theatrical, I don't know, declaration of love.
Yeah.
They go big.
Absolutely. They their love language.
Yeah. What is?
Like words of affirmation. You better believe it. A Scorpio. Now, a Scorpio might show love through like those quiet acts of service, you know?
Right, right.
But a Leo needs to hear those compliments. Loudly.
Yes.
And clearly.
Yeah.
It's how they feel seen. It's how they feel appreciated.
Yeah. That doesn't mean they're all sunshine and rainbows, right?
Yeah, right.
The article also mentions that Leos can be a tad inflexible at times.
Think of it like this. Okay. The sun follows its path, right? It's, okay. It's consistent. So Leos, with their fixed fire nature, can be a little set in their ways.
Okay.
And yeah, maybe a little self-absorbed from time to time.
Yeah.
But hey, I mean, they're just used to the world revolving around them.
That's true. That's true. And let's not forget those lion claws. The article mentioned that Leos might hold on to memories of past loves.
Oh, yeah.
Especially ones who really showered them with that attention that they really crave.
It's not so much about, you know, holding grudges.
Right.
But more about, you know, how deeply they feel.
Yeah.
When a Leo loves, it's full on. It's from the heart. So those memories,
yeah,
they linger.
Okay, I see. Okay, so far we've got the spotlight-loving Leo, right?
Yeah.
Ruled by that radiant sun. And then we have, you know, the deeply intuitive Scorpio.
Right.
Navigating life through, you know, those currents of their emotions. On the surface, I mean, total opposites.
Yeah,
right?
You would think so.
But is that magnetic pull that we hear so much about, is that for real? What happens when these two decide to, you know, test the waters of love?
Oh, buckle up. Because this is where the real drama unfolds.
Right.
The article actually describes it as fire meeting water.
Oh boy.
There's an immediate and it's undeniable. There's an undeniable attraction there.
Really?
Yeah. Leo is drawn to Scorpio's, you know, that mysterious aura.
Right.
And that smoldering intensity.
Oh yeah.
While Scorpio is captivated by Leo's warmth, you know, their generosity.
Right.
And that undeniable star power.
Okay, so it's giving Romeo and Juliet, but like the cosmic edition.
Right.
But we're not naive.
Right.
We know these two are kind of walking contradictions. The article wasn't shy about potential clashes either.
And this is where things get really juicy.
Yeah.
Remember how we talked about both signs,
mm-hmm.
you know, being assertive, maybe even a little
dominant.
A little dominant, yeah. Put a lion and a scorpion in the same room.
Uh-oh.
You are practically guaranteed a power struggle.
Yeah.
It's a clash of the titans, right?
Yeah.
Each one used to getting their way.
Oh, Yeah, I can just see those sparks flying, especially when you consider, you know, Leo's need for attention might clash with Scorpio's desire for a deeply private, exclusive, like, connection.
Oh, 100%. Imagine a scenario where Leo is, you know, true to form.
Yeah.
Dazzling a room full of people.
Yeah.
Basking in all that attention.
Right, right.
A Scorpio, with their need for, you know, for deep, for meaningful connection, might see that as kind of superficial, maybe even a threat to their bond a little bit. And trust me, when a Scorpio feels threatened, those stingers come out.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So how in the world do these two navigate those fundamental differences? I mean, is it all about compromise, or is there like a deeper dance that they kind of need to learn here?
Well, the article really stresses that communication, like real communication,
yeah,
is key here.
Okay.
And not the kind where you're just, you know, sending cryptic emojis hoping that your partner will get it.
Right.
We're talking real, honest, heart-to-heart, like laying it all out there conversations.
Wow. Okay.
Leos, you need to step up and you need to reassure your Scorpio of their importance. Verbally.
Okay.
And Scorpios, remember that for a Leo, receiving admiration isn't about vanity.
Right, right.
It's how they feel loved.
So it's less about, like, changing who they are and more about learning to love and appreciate those core needs, as different as they may seem.
Right. And this is where finding common ground, this is where that can be a lifesaver.
Okay.
The article actually gives some, like, really interesting examples, and this one made me laugh.
Okay.
Apparently, both Leos and Scorpios really bond over food.
Oh, tell me more. I am always here for a good food analogy.
Right. It's perfect. Imagine a Leo, always up for trying something new and bold.
Yeah.
Drawn to, like, a fiery Chikwan dish.
Okay.
All those complex flavors meant to be, you know, the center of attention.
Yes, just like a Leo.
Exactly. Now picture Scorpio.
Okay.
Savoring a rich, slow-cooked curry, layers of spice,
yeah,
depth to uncover. They're both experiencing amazing food, just in their own unique ways.
I love that. It's like saying, yes, we experience the world differently.
Right.
But that doesn't mean we can't enjoy the same things.
Right.
Just in our own way. The article also mentioned grilling. Something tells me a Leo would be all over that outdoor kitchen.
100%.
Right.
Can't you just picture it?
Oh, yeah.
The Leo commanding the grill, like the fiery maestro that they are.
Yes.
Well, the Scorpio, ever meticulous, curates the perfect side dishes, those little details that make the meal really sing, you know?
Okay, this is making me hungry, and it's also painting a really hopeful picture for Leo Scorpio love.
Yeah.
But what about when romance isn't the, I don't know, main course? Can these two handle being, like, just friends?
That is a fantastic question. And you might be surprised by the answer. While their romantic potential is, I mean, it's off the charts.
Yeah.
The foundation for a solid friendship is actually there.
Really? Like
both signs value loyalty above, I would say, above all else. Leo will be that ride or die friend. Always there to boost your confidence, make you feel like $1 million.
Mm. And a Scorpio. I imagine they're the friend who will listen to you vent for hours without judgment.
Yes.
Offering surprisingly insightful advice, you know, when you least expect it.
Spot on.
Yeah.
They're the rock.
Yeah.
The confidant that you can trust, like, with your deepest secrets.
Wow.
But of course, no friendship is without its challenges.
Right, right. Because we've got the makings of, like, a great, I don't know, buddy comedy here.
Right.
Except with, like, way more emotional depth.
Right.
We have to address the elephant in the room, though. Or maybe it's like a lion in a sandstorm.
Okay.
The article did mention that a Leo's need for the spotlight,
man,
might not always vibe with a Scorpio's desire for a more low-key scene.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's that classic introvert-extrovert dynamic. Yeah. One weekend, the Leo's planning this, like, blowout bash. The Scorpio's craving a quiet night in with, like, a thought-provoking documentary and some deep conversation. That's where clear communication and, like, setting those boundaries, those become vital.
Yeah, it really does sound like a crash course in compromise.
Yes.
A Leo might need to accept that not every hangout needs to be, you know, documented for their adoring fans, and a Scorpio might have to, like, rally for the occasional, I don't know, group adventure.
Exactly. It's all about balance.
Yeah.
The Leo kind of learns that true friendship,
yeah.
You know? It thrives on quality time, not just the quantity of, like, social media posts. And the Scorpio remembers that sometimes stepping outside that comfort zone with your best friend can lead to some, like, unexpected fun.
So true. Now, before we send our listeners off with a whole new perspective on, you know, their own Leo Scorpio connections, the article did offer some, like, really fantastic advice on making this pairing actually work, whether it's, you know, navigating a passionate romance or that ride or die friendship. Any highlights that really stood out to you?
Well, besides that constant need for open and honest communication.
Oh yeah.
Which cannot be overstated.
Right.
Really. The article emphasized the importance of flexibility.
Okay.
Both Leos and Scorpios can be, tad headstrong.
Yeah.
Leos, you know, they got their minds made up. And Scorpios, once they feel something,
yeah.
It's set in stone.
Oh boy.
But for this pairing to truly work, like, both sides need to master the art of bending without breaking, you know?
It's that classic saying, you can be right or you can be in a relationship.
Yes.
And I feel like choosing to see the other person's perspective, you know, even when it's, like, fundamentally different from your own, I mean, that's the real magic trick, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And sometimes it's about finding those creative solutions.
Okay.
Maybe the Leo plans, you know, an intimate dinner party where the Scorpio can connect with, like, a few close friends instead of that massive rave.
Oh.
Or the Scorpio encourages the Leo to, you know, pursue that creative project they've been putting off, showering them with, like, all the encouragement and validation they crave.
So after this, like, whirlwind tour through the highs and lows of the Leo Scorpio dynamic, can we say definitively whether this, like, fiery, passionate pairing is truly built to last?
That is the million-dollar question. And yeah. And like most things in astrology, I don't think it's about a simple yes or no.
Okay.
What this article, I think, really helped to kind of illuminate is that it all comes down to choice.
Okay.
Are both the Leo and Scorpio, are they willing to show up?
Yeah.
Embrace that, like, that tango of compromise and understanding and really truly cherish those differences.
Because ultimately, they are kind of two sides of the same cosmic coin, aren't they?
Right.
Leos, with their outward warmth, they kind of remind us to, you know, to express ourselves boldly.
Yeah. Cool.
While Scorpios, with their emotional depth, they encourage us to connect on, like, a soul level. They each embody, like, these really essential parts of the human experience.
And that is what makes their potential so powerful.
Right.
If they can harness those individual strengths.
Right.
Those unique ways of seeing the world.
Yeah.
They could really have a relationship.
Right.
Romantic or platonic.
Yeah.
That's truly extraordinary.
This has been such an illuminating deep dive, you know, into the wild world of Leo and Scorpio compatibility.
I know.
We've unpacked their individual quirks, their undeniable chemistry, and of course, you know, those potential pitfalls they might face along the way. But remember, this is just a glimpse into their astrological story.
Absolutely. And there's, like, a whole universe of knowledge out there waiting to be discovered. If you're feeling inspired, you know, to kind of go a little bit deeper, check out the full article. It's by Laura King. In the meantime, keep those insightful questions coming and remember to look up at the stars every now and then. You never know what secrets you might find written there.
So well said. And that's a wrap on another deep dive. We'll catch you next time.